A portion of a parking garage collapsed at a busy suburban Milwaukee mall yesterday. Luckily, officials believe that no one was injured. It's Friday, February 23rd. This is Wisconsin Today. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up, we've got an update on a possible new Amtrak passenger rail service through the state. And Sean Johnson has a remembrance of former Wisconsin Governor Tony Earle, who died yesterday at the age of 86. Stay with us.
You tune into Wisconsin Public Radio for news you can trust, conversations that draw you in, and music and entertainment that make your day better. The largest source of funding for everything you value on WPR is listener support. Join the team that makes WPR possible. Become a sustaining member. Make an ongoing monthly gift and share WPR with your entire community. It's easy to sign up at WPR.org.
A portion of a parking garage at a busy suburban Milwaukee mall collapsed yesterday afternoon. Evan Casey reports that officials believe no one was injured.
The third floor of the garage collapsed to the ground floor at Bayshore Mall in Glendale. Fire officials say they believe snow on the structure was one of the main factors behind the collapse, but they're still investigating. Two cars were heavily damaged, but security video from the mall showed no one was in the area during the incident. Glendale Mayor Brian Kennedy said he doesn't have any concerns about other parking structures at the property.
I was parked here yesterday when I went to Trader Joe's. We dodged a bullet on this one. We certainly did.
Kennedy says he wasn't sure when the garage was last inspected. He says Bayshore Mall has their own engineer as well. Evan Casey, Wisconsin Public Radio.
A little more than 2,500 Wisconsinites had to make it through the cold temperatures overnight without power. Nearly 60,000 people lost power at one point Wednesday night into Thursday. The vast majority of them lived in southern Wisconsin, where heavy ice piled up on power lines and trees, taking them down. As of Friday morning, the majority of people without power were Alliant Energy customers living in Walworth County. The company's online outage map showed more than 250 outages in the area, affecting about 2,500 people. We Energy said less than 400 of their customers remained without power, most of them in Racine County. The wind chill dropped below zero in both of those counties overnight, and temperatures were expected to remain cold on Friday. The COVID-19 pandemic created a boom of remote work, but a new report from Wisconsin Policy Forum says the rise of working from home has not been even across all of the state's counties. Almost 15% of employed Wisconsinites worked remotely in 2021. Dane County and Milwaukee suburbs had the largest share of people working from home, while counties more reliant on manufacturing lagged behind. Joe Petrangelo is a senior researcher at Wisconsin Policy Forum. He says there's evidence that new work habits are here to stay.
There's a good reason why hybrid arrangements have become so popular and have had staying power, and that is because workers like it and it's closer to what employers want.
The report says the share of people who worked from home at least once per week has remained relatively steady since mid-2021. Former Wisconsin Governor Tony Earle has died at the age of 86. As Sean Johnson reports, Earle led Wisconsin during difficult financial times.
When Tony Earle took office in 1983, the state and nation were reeling from a severe recession. Unemployment was high, and state government funds were low. During his inaugural address, Earle, a Democrat, described it as one of the harshest economic winters in many people's lives. But he said it presented an opportunity to rediscover and renew the commitments of Wisconsin and the character of its people.
My enthusiasm for the task I undertake today is based on my strong belief that the me generation never really took hold here in Wisconsin. The human values of love and caring are the ones that we hold most dear.
Earle suffered a stroke this past weekend. He died Thursday in the company of his family. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Wisconsinites could soon have another option to ride a passenger train that goes between Milwaukee, Chicago, and St. Paul. A new Amtrak service called the Great River Route runs on the same track as the Empire Builder, which travels between Chicago and the Pacific Northwest, with stops throughout Wisconsin. Lisa Stern is the chief of railroads and harbors at the Wisconsin Department of Transportation.
It really provides additional transportation opportunities for people who maybe can't drive or don't want to drive.
Stern says it will be a more reliable way to get to Chicago without all the delays. The train will also have single-level coach cars. The service could be ready for passengers as early as the second half of this year, and more than 120,000 people could ride the train in its first year of service. And that's not all for train enthusiasts today. Coming up after the break, we've got a story about some curious rail cars that one of our listeners spotted in northwestern Washburn County. Stay with us.
You know you can count on WPR for news that's important, music that makes your day better, and conversations that make you think. We hope you'll make a financial contribution to support the radio service you rely on, and in fact, we count on it. The single largest portion of our budget comes from listener support. If you're not a member yet, make a gift of any amount today at WPR.org. Thank you.
And finally, it's Friday, so it's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Maureen McCullum with the answer to an audience question about some mysterious trains.
Just off a highway in northwest Wisconsin's Washburn County sits a long string of parked rail cars of different shapes and sizes. A listener who regularly passes these rail cars was curious about them, so she reached out to Wisconsin to figure out why they are there. WPR's Andrea Anderson took a road trip to find the answer.
If you're driving north along Highway 53 between Spooner and Trigo, you'll see a long line of rail cars parked on tracks on your right. The line of different cars seems like it will never end. Mary Kay Lovejoy passes these rail cars on the way to her cabin in Bayfield County, and she's always wondered why they're parked here.
You know, I always wondered, do these move? Are they just here in storage? And then I got curious, well, are they related to the frac sand mining? Why are they there all the time?
The question led me to Greg Vreeland. He is the general manager of the Wisconsin Great Northern Railroad, a company that operates on the tracks where the mysterious rail cars are parked. Vreeland says a couple things determine if a rail car is moving from place to place: the global economy and what commodities are in demand.
At various points of the year, railroad cars of specific types become surplus to the needs of the shipping community. When there are extra cars that need a place to park, the railroads and the owners of the cars work with the small, what they call short line railroads, to use extra pieces of track that are not being used for another purpose to store the cars on.
Vreeland leases 26 miles of tracks from the state of Wisconsin and Canadian National Railway. Some of the rail is used for scenic train rides his business runs. But the rail cars Lovejoy was curious about, those are parked on another portion of these leased tracks. Vreeland says there are close to 500 rail cars from companies around the world parked on a 6-mile portion of track. Most haul frac sand and have been sitting here for 1 to 3 years.
The frac sand market is currently depressed, so there's not the need for the number of cars that there was a few years ago. So consequently, there are a few hundred frac sand cars currently parked.
So to be honest, I'm a lot like Lovejoy. I've seen rail cars parked here many times as I travel to family cabins up north. And I've always wondered why they sit here. The tracks run nearly right alongside the highway, and the vehicle traffic is loud. Vreeland met me here to check out the line of rail cars. It looks even longer up close, and the cars are huge. Some have graffiti and look weathered, others appear new. And as he points out, some rail cars are round and others look like a rectangle.
The small cars, the short cars, are frac sand cars.
Regardless of what shape they take, rail cars are expensive to build. Their lifespan lasts decades. When they aren't being used, they're parked because it's more economical to store them until they're needed rather than scrap them. And companies try to place rail cars close to where they will be used. But finding storage can be difficult.
There are various times when a lot of cars need to be stored, you know, when we have a recession or a downturn. Unfortunately, storage becomes very, very short supply, and then cars wherever they can find a place, they get stuck.
The economy also drives how often a rail car is pulled from the string. Freeland staff could do it a few times a year or a few times a week.
Frac sand could be really big 2 months from now. You just never know. And if that happens, the phone will just ring off the hook. It's like, we need our cars back.
For now, the rail cars will sit here, waiting for the day they're needed to move goods from one place to another.
WPR's Andrea Anderson brought us that story on the sitting rail cars in Spooner. And that story idea came from a listener as part of our Wisconsin project. Submit your question and we might answer it in a future segment. Go to WPR.org/Wisconsin. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lola and Mary Peterson of Appleton. I'm Maureen McCollum.
And that'll do it. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today. I'm your host, Alex Crow. Our producers are John Davis and Bridget Bowden. Catch us wherever you get your podcasts every weekday morning, and you can always find more news anytime at WPR.org. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you again on Monday.